The watchword for what's about to happen is ouch. Governor Doyle says the budget cuts in his emergency bill will be deep and painful.
Essentially, we are taking out of state budgets about almost $50 million from state agency budgets in the next 5 months.
The governor says he will make $161.5 million in immediate cuts. That's because the Legislative Fiscal Bureau released new numbers showing that this year's deficit is about double earlier estimates. The budget gap for the next 5 months of the fiscal year is now at $373 million. That doesn't count shortfalls in medical assistance and badger care of $64 million or $15 million in red ink at the Department of Corrections. All told, $452 million.
The emergency bill will cause serious and painful cuts in state government spending and will work together with my upcoming budget bill to end the culture of ever-increasing spending in this state.
The Republican chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee says more should go. Senator Alberta Darling would not spare the state-sponsored health program Badger Care.
Governor Doyle is putting a plan on the table, and some of us are saying that it doesn't go far enough. Why don't we do more so that we can be in better shape for 2003-2005? There are areas we could go even further.
Darling says the new numbers definitely put pending state employee contracts in limbo. Governor Doyle would only say that matter is up to the legislature. He expects to announce a date for the special session next week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.